Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropf.
All right, everybody. Great to have you with us. Good morning to you. Political Coffee is the name of the show. And if you're drinking a cup of coffee, hang on. Next hour, we're going to talk some politics here and how it affects your life. And hopefully, you'll take away something out of this discussion today. It helps you change your world. That's what this show's all about, changing your world. Do you think that Portland can rebuild its image? Well, I don't know. Travel Portland has this new ad in the New York Times, and it was, well, at least on Fox Business yesterday, they were sort of mocking it. Is that possible? For Portland to rebuild its image, when if you go there, you still go downtown, what do you see? Homeless people everywhere, trash everywhere, feces everywhere, boarded up windows, lots of graffiti. Can Portland rebuild its image? Thank you, Fred. House Bill 2021. Is moving through the House. And what will this bill do? Oh, it's just going to raise up your electricity rates and make the state's energy grid unreliable. That's all. Now, this is from the House, and the House Republicans sadly gave up the game early, and they should be ashamed of that. But it's going to come down to the Senate. Thanks, Fred. Those of you Marion County Republicans that staunchly supported Fred, will you even understand that this is another bill that could have been negotiated away had Fred used the tactics that have worked three times before and that he used three times before? So not only did Fred allow the loss of your freedom, your right to defend your family in your home and, frankly, innocent life out there in the public. Not only did he allow that to happen with the lie, and it is a lie, folks, I'm sorry, that he negotiated away the emergency clause that didn't allow what's happening today. That's the opportunity for us to sign a petition and put Senate Bill 554 and its unconstitutional provisions to a vote of the people. He said he negotiated that away. I don't believe that, not for a minute. It's all part of the plan. Anyway, it's not just that bill. Remember, I told you, I've been telling you all along, a lot of other bills are going to happen in the last few days here, folks. And we're talking 3 more days, 4 more days. And this thing's over with, unless they extend it, of course. Now your electrical rates are going to go up. You Marion County Republicans, you staunchly support Fred Girard. You support him now. He could have stopped this. Could have negotiated this away. Still got his money. He's $4 million. Responsible Response, by the way, is the website, Referendum 301. And thank you, Avis. If you want to download the petition to put Senate Bill 554 to a vote of the people, this is the one that makes it hard for you to defend your family because it says, it's got a great picture, by the way, of a handgun with a clasp over it and a lock on it, a padlock. How long does it take you to get to your gun safe and implement your code and open it up and pull out your gun? You know, some of you folks ought to try that and just see how long it takes. And then think to yourself, how long does it take for somebody to kick in your door and begin beating on you or raping your wife or your daughter or your mother? You might just want to think about that as an exercise. Think in your mind, how long does it take for me to get my gun out of an Oregon approved that complies with the new law, or will when it goes into effect? How long does it take for me to get my gun out to defend myself and my family in my home while a bad guy is maybe beating my neighbor in their front yard or kicking in my door? Anyway, you can download the signature sheets from responsibleresponse.com, but boy, you got to do it right, folks. And you've got to click whether you want to do a single signer, which you can do. You can print off a single signer sheet just for you. And you can write it in. And you can print it off for others. They have to sign it. And you can put it in the mail and send it in. Or if you'd like to go get a few signatures, you can do that too. You can download the 10-line sheet. That's the one that creates problems. And we'll get into that as we go along. There are 28 Oregon businesses and trade groups who have signed an open letter with a blanket condemnation of, now this, by the way, is an OPB story by Rebecca Ellis, blanket condemnation of political violence in the state, and vowed not to give any campaign money to public officials who condone it. The one-page letter unveiled at a meeting Tuesday by the Portland Business Alliance is somewhat open to interpretation. It appears to be condemning violence across the political spectrum and does not specifically single out demonstrators on the political left or the right. No, it doesn't. You see, that's all okay. The people behind this is a far-left group, Eric Ward, the executive director of the Western States Center. He has spoken out often against the dangers of white nationalism and far-right groups who come to Portland in search of a fight. But apparently he doesn't speak out against Antifa or Black Lives Matter when they're destroying public property downtown Portland, or when they're spoiling for a fight against anybody in Portland, like assaulting business owners. Remember the 14-year-old kid who kicked the business owner in the head? The video of that? That apparently is okay with Mr. Ward. Anyway, these 28 businesses, and you can see the list. And if you look, and I'll have all of this on the show plan. It's almost all leftist groups. Almost all. Some of these people, some of the businesses, like Melvin Mark Companies, Northwest Natural, Portland General Electric, Ten Bridge Partners, Tonkin Corp, which is a lobbying law firm, they're all leftist. But listen to some of these other names. Blackbird Benefits Collective. Gee, I wonder what their political philosophy is. Brown and Brown Northwest Insurance. Fuse 7 Marketing. Guard Communications. Greater Portland Incorporated. Yeah. North Star Civic Foundation. Oregon Beverage Recycling Cooperative, Oregon Entrepreneurs Network, Oregon League of Conservation Voters, well-known lefty group, Oregon Pride in Business, transgender, gay, Oregon Tradeswoman, Oregon Wild, there's another great conservative environmental organization for it, Portland Business Alliance, Portland Metropolitan Association of Realtors, Produce Row Property Management, Rational Unicorn Legal Services. Yeah, these are the folks who supported this lever. Anyway, they're going to withhold money from any candidate who supposedly supports and condones violence. How about their actions? Maybe you guys ought to support or not support candidates like Ted Wheeler, who by his own inaction, or Kate Brown, refused to stop 100 consecutive nights of violent protests that have destroyed downtown Portland and its image in the entire state. Maybe you ought to think about them. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Can Portland be saved by this ad, which says, "This is Portland. You've heard a lot about us lately. It's been a while since you've heard from us." You're going to love what they say in this thing. It'll be a magnet for not anybody that really we want or really that they want. But they're just too stupid to figure it out. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Let's go to Art. Morning, Art. How are you today? What do you say?
Well, beautiful day, Jeff. It's going to cool down, but this weekend's going to be hell.
I'm going to be done cutting grass seed by Thursday evening, so I'm going to miss it.
Well, that's good, Jeff, because, yeah, I'm going to make sure my cooler's working, that's for sure. I did want to make a couple of comments here. Number one, can Portland be saved? Well, my answer to that, of course, is no. But more importantly, can Oregon be saved? Because the whole state, as you know, is going down the toilet. And if we don't do things, it's horrible. No doubt. Now, I want to throw something out here, Jeff, real quick, because I'm really concerned about this petition, the gun bill, and the whole nine yards. Want to just say, be careful what you wish for, because you might get more than you bargained for. I'm fearful of this petition about 354 because of the voting public here in Oregon. And, you know, we now have legal drugs, we have legal marijuana, and there's just enough radical idiots out there, and I don't trust the vote here in Oregon to do the right thing and protect our gun rights. So I'm going to think about it a little bit, but at this point in time, I'm not going to sign that petition because I believe we need to go to court and we need to do it legally and not possibly not pass a bill and waste the time of collecting signatures when we should be going to court and saying, hey, this is against our Second Amendment rights, and you need to strike this damn law down. So I just want you to think about it, Jeff, because I'm really fearful, because I know what goes on here in Oregon, and do I trust the election system in Oregon? I don't, Jeff. I don't.
I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll address your valid concern on the other side of the break. Thanks, Art. It's 6:20 in the morning. Back in a moment.
Have a great day, Jeff.
You too. Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMT talk line. If you want the subject, can Portland rebuild its reputation? They put out a New York Times ad, and I'm going to read it to you in a moment, because my contention is it's just going to keep attract. This ad is the kind of thing that will attract the same crazy people that have destroyed Portland because their leaders allow them to. And I got a great email from Lee that I'm going to read you in a moment. By the way, if you want to send me an email, it's Jeff at KSLM.news or Jeff at 1220.am. Freedom Heating and Air can keep you cool because we have several 100-plus days coming at us really soon. And you know you're going to be miserable if your air conditioning system just doesn't keep up. Why don't you call them? They can come out right away, just like they did for Glenn, and quickly take care of it for you, making your life better. And that's why you call people like, and that's why they've been in business for over 40 years, because that's exactly what they do. They take care of their customers. Freedom Heating and Air. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. freedomheatingandair.net. Now, friends, this ad, it's in the Willamette Week. It's an ad funded by, Travel Portland, which is one of these groups that signed that letter from the leftist Western States Center saying, yeah, we're not going to give any money to any candidates. Well, Travel Portland shouldn't be giving any money to travel to leftist candidates or to any candidate who condones violence. But here's what this ad says. And by the way, even, seriously, how bad is it? If you think about this, how bad is it when Willamette Week starts off this in the very first sentence with this, describing this ad as a curious ad for the city of Portland appeared in the New York Times on June 20th. A curious ad. What a way to describe something, huh? Here's what it says. This is Portland. So they're making a declaration, right? You've heard a lot about us lately. It's been a while since since you have heard from us. Okay. Here's what they say. Some of what you heard about Portland is true. Some is not. What matters most is that we're true to ourselves. There's a river that cuts through the middle of our town. It divides the east and the west, but it's bridged over and over again, 12 times to be specific. And that's kind of a great metaphor for the city. We're a place of dualities that are never polarities. Dualities that are never polarities. Two sides of the same coin that keeps landing right on its edge. Anything can happen. We like it this way. Dualities, huh? Never polarities. I wonder, do you think that BLM, Black Lives Matter, as an organization, is polarizing? Travel Portland? Or how about Antifa? Do you think they're polarizing as they destroy businesses, as they assault police officers and business owners and other people? Do you think they're polarizing? Anyway, the ad continues. This is the kind of place where new ideas are welcome, whether they're creative, cutting edge, or curious at first glance. You can speak up here. You can be yourself here. Translation, you can be a radical anarchist leftist Antifa person here, and Mike Catch and Release Schmidt ain't gonna prosecute you. They continue. We are some of the loudest voices on the West Coast. And yes, passion pushes the volume all the way up. It's always been like this, and we wouldn't have it any other way. Loudest voices on the West Coast, like, 100 consecutive nights. Let me say that again, folks. Remember, 100-plus consecutive nights. That means night after night after night of violent protests in downtown Portland. Yeah, you are the loudest voices. And obviously, it wasn't particularly positive because now you had to resort to an ad in the New York Times. They continue. We have faith in the future. We're building it every day. And the only way we know how, by being Portland. Come see for yourself. And they end it. Love. Portland. come see for yourself. Now, anybody who has heard about Portland, and most of America has, anybody who's paying attention at all has heard about Portland and the violence, because that's what they've seen. That's what the mainstream media plays. And of course, they blamed it all on Trump back then, but it hasn't stopped. Trump is gone. Anybody who sees that and then reads this ad, what kind of a person do you think would say, wow, I really like this? They're a place of dualities and never polaralities. Two sides of the same coin. Anything can happen. We like it that way. You can speak up here. You can be yourself here. Yeah, we like our passion. It pushes the volume. We've always been like this. We wouldn't have it any other way. Come see for yourself. So you come see for yourself, and what do you see? Where do you go? Well, you kind of go downtown, don't you? I mean, that's what all of Portland is structured around. And what do you see downtown? Have they cleaned up the downtown area of Portland? Well, Lee's email about this is just priceless. He says, yep, Portland can be rebuilt. It's simple. Portland is such a beautiful city, rich in many ways beyond the buildings, restaurants, and the people. The solution is simple. Remove all current leaders that have allowed its demise. Panhandling, ban homeless camps. Actually make what's illegal, illegal. Upholding the punishment that goes with it. Bring back family values. Decrease corporate taxes to help current businesses and draw future business. This is a small list. Unfortunately, none of it will happen with the current people in charge and their influencers. An ad does nothing for change except fuel the ignorance. Well said. Can Portland's image be rebuilt? Let's talk about it on the other side. It's 6:30. Be right back.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Political Coffee, the show where we try to talk about the political issues of the day, no matter where they are, whether they're local, like Portland, which you're talking about today, or statewide or national, all with an eye to, well, just to give you ammunition, if you will, that you can use to persuade the persuadable by having a meaningful conversation. What does it say about a city, a once beautiful city, that has to run ads not apologizing for allowing its own destruction, but encouraging people who are of the mindset that created the destruction to actually come to their city? Think about it. First of all, what does it say about a city that they have to run ads like this? Now, look, cities run ads and states run ads all the time, talking about how wonderful they are. They don't talk about the beauty of Portland. Why? Because they can't. And the way you could have a conversation, a persuadable conversation with somebody, is just ask that question. What does it say about a city when they have to run ads that don't talk about the positives of their city other than the craziness that's allowed all of this to happen? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, is a contractor that does it right for you. And if you've ever had a bad contractor experience, believe me, you know it is just miserable. So you don't have to worry about that with Eric Azar. He is a man of faith, and he lives it in how he treats you, his customer. Again, don't take my word for it. Go to his website. Check out the great before and after pictures of some fantastic projects they've done, like kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels. And he doesn't always just work for your home either. He can also help you in your business, commercial renovations. But even more importantly, just read the people who are so high and happy that they'd had a great experience with Righteous Renovations. The website is righteousrenovations.com. Check it out. Righteousrenovations.com. Hire a contractor with confidence that you can trust. Righteousrenovations.com. So, emails here about, can Portland be rebuilt? Can its image be saved? Well, Dale writes an email and says, glorifying the abominable and inexcusable. They wouldn't have it any other way. Yeah, that's pretty much what this ad does. Well said, Dale. And Walt writes an email, by the way, just reminding us about, well, two things. Liberty First University tonight at the River Church on Portland Road, focusing on bringing freedom together with morality. Imagine that, to produce liberty. There's always great fellowship afterwards where we'll all have an opportunity to share, network, and form relationships. Oh, and he thinks about Portland? P.S., what do you think about building a wall around Portland? I've been thinking about this for a while. That's a great, great line, don't you think? I think it is 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I'm sorry. I'm just reading another email that just came in. All right. To the phones, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Glenn, good morning. What do you think? Can Portland be rebuilt, its image?
Jeff, I get the impression, and I think a lot of you here listeners are getting the impression, Portland has designed this. They really want the deplorables and people with the values they don't have to leave Portland. But people are leaving Portland. Not all are leaving the state. Some are going to Washington County. They're going to other counties towards Salem with the values they have, which are more open to the values of faith and family and so on. But it seems like Portland says, you guys all leave, and we'll just build our own Portland community without you. And you deplorables leave Portland. And us four and no more. But leave your money. That's what they're doing. They're building up Hillsboro, and they're building up in other counties. And the businesses, I see the cranes are moving. But it doesn't seem there's no activity in the major core of Portland. And the realtors are happy because they're selling these homes outside Portland to the people who left. I don't know where they're going to get the money to prop up those values in the core. It's very interesting. Unless it's the money coming from Kate and the current president run by his handlers. But what's going to happen when they run out of that money from the feds for the core of Portland? Us four and no more. You guys leave.
Well, you're exactly right. You're right. I mean, how are they going to pay for the rebuilding of the core of Portland? I mean, they've gotten hundreds of millions of dollars, Glenn, from the federal government, right from the beginning of COVID, right through the legislative process. The money just has been showered on Portland. Where is it going, and why isn't it rebuilding the downtown? Why aren't they cleaning up the graffiti? Now, I guess they've done some, but man, it's going to take a lot more than that. Those boarded up windows say it all, and the trash and the homeless people. Until they do that, nothing's going to change.
But they can't exist on that. For you and everybody listening to you, you know that the Corps can't live on just that government cash only. It cannot.
Right.
It's not bringing money into the ports. It's beginning to try to come back at the airport. The starving of cash is already starting as people leave those tower buildings in the core and spend the money on higher real estate outside in different counties.
That's the thing that worries, and that may be the limiting factor on Ted Wheeler and the city council. When you get the big law firms and other downtown core businesses in those high rises say, we're done unless you clean this up. They're going to have to make a choice. Are they going to clean it up? Or are they going to continue their mindless, insane, destructive fidelity to the far-left radical ideas that say it's okay?
Jeff, they're going to take their cash and go somewhere else, and we're going to find greener pastures outside of where we financially raped this city and this state.
You're right.
They're
going
to clean out.
Thank you. Got to move on. Thank you, Glenn. You're right on the money there. Let's move on to our next caller. Caller, good morning. Who are you, and what do you have to say about rebuilding Portland?
Well, it's a scrap, and I've got plenty to say. Number one, I think we need to do like we do with a bunch of dirty clothes. Get some water, agitate that water and wash the crud out, and then put more water in until we get it cleaned up.
All right, Calp, thanks for your thoughts. You've been banned from this show, so we're going to make a note of your phone number, because you just cannot call this show from time to time and then drop the N-word on us. Not going to allow that. So this number is going to be in our list, and you're going to be banned from it. But thanks for your calling. 503-589-1220 is the Power and Buick GMC talk line. Folks, I'm just not going to put up with that from anybody. It's just that simple. And I'm not disagreeing with what he's saying, because I think he's right. But we're literally only going to put up with this. And I have to hold true to this, folks. I have to. And I'm gonna. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Can Portland be rebuilt? Now, Kalp's not wrong about what needs to happen. Yeah. A lot needs to be washed and cleaned up, including the thinking of the city leaders who would let this go on. The idea that you're going to, I mean, literally, the idea that you're gonna defund the cops, how well has that worked out for them? It hasn't. I mean, it's insanity beyond all insanity. And it's just as 589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. What do you think? Can Portland be rebuilt? I don't know. Not unless they have a traumatic change in their thinking, that's for sure. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. So, emails. Got one from our state employee. No, actually, this one isn't. It's the hydraulic cartoon guy. It says, I've been watching the Dems excuse the violence and destruction across our country by the underrepresented, and listen to the dribble that the poor can't move out of the spiral like the privileged whites can, but at the same time tell us the poverty-stricken, starving, poor, oppressed from South America willing to travel thousands of miles through deserts and bandits and wild creatures with two infants and no provisions. Well said. Back in a moment. We'll be right back.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back 10 minutes till the top of the hour. I use CBD products because they make me feel better. And in a moment, I'm going to go back to George. Hang on, George and Freddie. You guys hang on. But really, I do. I'm sitting all day in a windrower, which I've been doing for days now, cutting my grass seed. It's pretty hard on my lower back. And one of the things that helps so, so much is to put the pain stick on it, CBD, all natural, no drugs, on my lower back. And it works, folks. Now, if you have pains and you want to naturally deal with them, not have to take drugs or other things, try CBD. But you cannot just buy any CBD, folks, because you don't know where the CBD is coming from. And some of it is coming from China, folks. And who knows what is in that stuff? Or some of it comes from Mexico, and who knows what's in it? Because there's no national standards. Well, ProBioscience, based here in Salem, uses only Oregon-grown CBD. Now, Oregon's actual standards are the toughest in the country. And I know that because I grew CBD under Oregon's rules and regulations. You can be assured you're getting the highest quality product there is. And they're based in Salem. They can prove it to you and they work with you. If you go online to their website, pro-bioscience.com, that's pro, the dash mark, bioscience.com. You can see all the great products they have to offer. And if you buy anything online, use the discount code for the month of June, the word father. The word father, and you get 15% off. You can also buy their products at the Tobacco Pouch here in Salem and Edgewater, or Liquivana vape shops in both Molalla and Silverton. Pro-bioscience.com. To the phones. We'll go to George. George, good morning. What do you say today?
Good morning. One of the things I've noticed is most Americans are against the Equal Rights Amendment. They all want special treatment, basically. Yeah, I get that by dividing and divide everybody up, and then you can conquer them, actually. So, isn't the answer to this mess that we have with the people that vote and everything, wouldn't communism be better? That way the government just rules everything and they can't.
Communism is not the answer, George. By the way, thanks for calling. I got to let you go because you're really breaking up there. It sounds like you're almost in a, I don't know, like a whatever. At any rate, communism has murdered over 100 million people in the world. If you go look at the communist countries and what they've done. So no, an authoritarian, tyrannical government that murders its own people is not the answer to anything. Certainly not to freedom. And it certainly isn't what made America great and continues to make America great. It's leadership, and it's the right kind of leadership. And it's the right kind of philosophy. And the communist philosophy is not it. Let's go to Freddie. Freddie, good morning. Your thoughts today. Thanks, brother. Good to hear your voice.
Good morning, Jeff. You know, we really have a systematic problem in the United States. You know, from institutionalized leaders, we have them here in Oregon, that the Republican Party wouldn't stand behind Mike Muirman. We have people that are living on the streets and throwing their trash on the ground. We have no leadership in this government, and then we have a news media that's supporting a lack of leadership. And this is like a cancer all over the United States, and it's growing. But I believe the next election has got to be a turning point, that we get rid of these leaders and purge the system out, and take back America like we should. You know, up in Coeur d'Alene, the Antifa was coming in there to do some destroying, and the people rose up brought their weapons and protected the city. We need more of that. The police have been pretty much castrated. So it's going to take the people in the United States to rise up and get rid of all these communist leaning leaders that we have, and get rid of the news media too. We've got to change this thing, or we're going to lose it forever.
You're right. Freedom is a very fragile thing, and it's hanging in the balance. Thanks, Freddie, and I appreciate your thoughts, because I really believe you're on the right track here. Because, I mean, I want you to think about this, friends. We are at a turning point. When you have what's going on out of the Biden administration, you have what's going on in Oregon and Portland, allowing the destruction of private property, not holding people accountable for it, allowing the radical transformation of every institution that built America into this great country, that made it this shining city on the hill. I'm not just talking about tax and regulatory policy. I'm talking about families. When you allow the destruction of that, there's only one place that this country can go, and it's not good, folks. Now, we have to stand up. But when you have the radical left in charge of things in Oregon and in D.C. that is demonizing those of us who take a stand because we disagree with their political philosophy, we are soon going to, I think, and Rowan, I'm going to get to you in a second here, we are soon going to find ourselves in a place where we're going to have to decide, are we going to pledge like our founders did in the Declaration, our lives, our honors, our fortunes, to stand for liberty? You better think about that, folks. Rowan, your thoughts today. Welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. Townhall.com had the Portland story on yesterday, and I just verified it's still there. It had a video that is the visual of your translation of the letter. There's absolutely nothing about that that would encourage a conservative, a religious person, or somebody wanting to raise a family to move to Portland. So Glenn is right, you as well, that it needs a wall around it. I say also put a lid on it, really keep the crazies in there.
I like it. Thank you, Rowan. Great point. And that's, you just made the point. This ad campaign does not attract the people that are needed to restore Portland. It attracts more of the same crazy people. Rich wrote a great email about Portland's and gun laws. Portland's new reputation is violence and controlled by Antifa and BLM, and it won't change unless Portland starts to convict Antifa and BLM and brings back enforcement of the laws. I have friends and relatives in California and Minnesota and free American states that have changed their vacation plans and not even go through PDX airport to get to their destination in fear that PDX will be a violent place to go through. Art's comment, he is somewhat wrong. He must sign the petition 554 on the ballot as well as take it to court. Similar law was in New York State for years. Heller versus New York State started to break that law up. Linda writes an email. There was extensive news reporting last night in Newsmax Cortez pointing out how awful Portland is. Yikes. Julie, thanks for your email. Visiting Portland saves people the trouble of securing a passport to visit a third world city. Well, folks, see you tomorrow. Be blessed. Keep fighting and praying. It's worth defending. Ooh.